You're listening to SBS News.
A new report examining the backlog of more than 137,000 parent visa applications has described the system as dysfunctional. Commissioned by the Scanlon Foundation, the report found the waiting period of between 30 and 50 years means the probability of successful migration is virtually non-existent for many applicants. The report author is Peter Mayers. He's talking here to SBS's Angelica Waite.
Could you tell me about the findings of this Parent Conundrum report published today?
The key issue here is a clash between the heartfelt and legitimate desire of families to bring parents to live within in Australia, on the one hand, and on the other, Australia's migration program, which is biased towards skills and youth. And so what's happened is we now have a terrible backlog of visas, and visas that take 40 years or so to get processed. So the system, we have a system that's not working for anyone. It doesn't allow parents to come and join their families in Australia, and it creates a great deal of administrative burden for the Immigration Department. It's an area in fundamental need of reform, but there are no easy choices for the government.
Could you tell me a bit about the emotional toll that the current system is having on families?
Families are left in limbo with great uncertainty. It causes incredible anxiety and also can result in quite significant costs for families. So this is having a huge emotional toll on families as they live with uncertainty, anxiety, insecurity. They can't make plans for the future, and it leaves people deeply troubled and deeply anxious about the future.
And what kind of delays are being created by the current system?
So there are two types of visas on offer, and they have different waiting times. A contributory visa costs about $50,000 per person, and if you applied today, the wait time would be at least 12 years and probably more like 15 years. The other sort of visa, which doesn't cost as much, the wait time is at least 29 years and probably more like 40 years if you were to apply today. And since most parents come here over the age of 60, those visas are really becoming quite meaningless in terms of any realistic hope people may have of reuniting their families.